FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, the show you can literally take control of. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Hour number two of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
You go there, go there and use our live streams. We have a broadband live stream. We have a dial-up live stream. You can listen to us anywhere you have a computer connection.
Exactly.
To the Internet.
And it's free.
It is free.
At freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. Now, if you email the show, we might just read your emails on the air. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address. And here's one called Kentucky Kooks and Cats from James. He says, to the Free Talk folks, I listen to your show via podcast every day. I like your show and its sensible hosts and topics. You're sensible, man, which isn't that nice? Quite a compliment.
What about you?
I guess I'm included. I was just listening to the recent episode about the kid in Kentucky who was imprisoned by the state for writing stories. We need to find out if there's been a follow-up on that, man, which I had a similar kind of situation happen to me when I was in high school in 1997. This was recently after the Columbine shootings. I had an extreme conservative-type principal who was an idiot. I had several dealings with him because I like to draw and write in a very, well, unconventional way. One day this old bastard saw me wearing a skateboard t-shirt from the brand World Industries. The shirt featured a cartoon devil, and in very small letters the phrase, "The Power of Evil," at the bottom. He pulled me into his office and at length told me that he had said that I was not to wear this shirt. I told him he was wrong and didn't know what he was talking about, which he was wrong. I was then told to turn it wrong side out and to never wear the shirt again. And this ticked me off quite a bit. In my next class, I was telling my friends of this BS, and out of anger of the moment, I mentioned bombs and blowing up the school.
Uh-oh.
Just one phrase. Like saying, I'm going to kill you if you screw this up. Most people don't actually mean to commit homicide. It's just a saying when they say that, he means.
Right.
But this was overheard by my English teacher, who automatically freaked out. I was sent back to the principal's office where the campus cop was waiting. My mother was called from her work, and all of my things were searched. After all this, the cop didn't think that I was actually going to kill anyone and wanted to let the school handle it. However, he had to make a mandatory call to some guy in the courthouse or some superior who didn't know S. This guy decided that even though he knew nothing of the story, that I should be arrested and put in juvenile hall until my court date.
Wow.
I spent 3 nights there, scared S-less. I had to also see a psychiatrist before my court date. I was found not crazy, which he says is an official term. At my trial, the prosecutor found no evidence of wrongdoing, and there were no charges. I had to apologize to my parents in front of the judge, and I was free. Now all I had to do was convince the... it makes me uncomfortable. He uses the bastard word again. Of the school board not to expel me from school and hold me back a year. This all took place near the end of the school year of my 11th grade. At the meeting of the school board, the president, the principal, my parents, and myself convinced them that I should only be suspended and allowed to take my final exams. My exams were all given on one day in the principal's offices. While taking one test, I overheard one of the other principals talking about guns. I found it very ironic. He could talk about guns all he wanted. He was a faculty member, after all, and he wasn't some crazy kid that could just be tossed around. But F them. I graduated the next year with a 3.5 average. Good for you, James. He says, so this
now, that's how you beat him, living well.
Yeah. He says, so this leads me to the violent video games. While in the meeting for retaining my soul with the school board devils, the topic of me playing a tabletop war game was brought up several times. This game was the proof that I was evil. My father, however, pointing out the fact that the schools support chess clubs and football games. To things that are based on violence, two things that are based on violence and destruction of an enemy. So why is it that video games are always so evil? I play all kinds of violent video games. I am not, however, stupid enough to think that if I did those things in real life, that I wouldn't face consequences for my actions. And I agree entirely to what Mr. Ian said about the difference of a video game and a real gun. I have 2 tours to Afghanistan with the U.S. Army as proof that real war is mighty different from video games. You get a very different feeling when you know it's another living person at the other end of the muzzle. If nutjobs want to control violence, children, how about starting with cartoons, football, CNN, and basically every other TV show out there? These Fs just want to be heard. They find something the rest of the idiots will listen to and exploit it, at the cost of sanity and freedom. And finally, on the topics of cat hunting from the March 11th episode, I agree that feral cats can be a nuisance, but so are feral dogs. And what about the English sparrows? Those are not native to this continent. If you can shoot a cat because you think it's annoying, then I want to be able to throw a grenade at the neighbor's barking dog. That's my opinion. Sorry for the tirade, but your show incites such strong thoughts on some subjects, which is great. Keep up the good work, and be careful what you write. It's probably a felony. And he says thank you. So, thanks for the email.
Yeah, thanks for that. You know, barking dogs really are annoying when it comes to neighbors.
Oh, my God. I agree with you completely. The ones next door to me at my house, they apparently just have one of those doggy doors to where they can just go outside any old time they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the neighbor is not actually home during the daytime, mm-hmm. and she's not, she's a school teacher, that means that those damn dogs can be outside all day long just barking up a storm, and they're hound dogs. And so they like, have a proclivity towards barking,
yes,
I guess?
Yes, they were bred to bark.
Right. They bark more often than any other dogs that I've ever experienced.
Well, I think that probably the worst barkers are beagles and beagles and shelties. I think we're probably, you know, just if I had to draw, you know, a broad brush statement that these dogs would be the worst.
Well, plus it's worse because there's two of them. I mean, if it was just one, it might be a little bit less often, maybe. It wouldn't go on for as long, but it seems like when there's two,
yeah.
they kind of feed off each other.
Right.
The one starts barking, so the other's got to bark. And then if one of them stops barking and the other one is continuing to bark, maybe it'll encourage the other one to continue barking. You see what I mean? Like an endless cycle of barking.
And, you know, you want to keep good relations with your neighbors.
Right.
So you often don't say things.
I have not said anything about it. I have,
in my neighborhood, the neighbor lets their dog, the neighbor does not fence their dog. So they let their dog run amok.
Really?
And the dog has a problem. It has a substance abuse problem. She's a garbageaholic.
Mm.
And, you know, she's powerless over garbage, and her life has become unmeanageable.
Whenever the dog, and there's scraps in the garbage, that's all it is.
Whatever it is, okay. she tears up everybody's garbage in the street. And she's been doing this for years.
Wow.
And
they just let it go on.
I wonder if they're that obtuse that they don't know that their dog... Yes.
Oh, the owners of the dog, they don't realize it.
I wonder...
You don't think anyone said anything to them?
I know that I haven't said anything to them. I've often thought about going up and doing it. I just never have found the right time. You know, definitely in the morning when I'm picking up my garbage, I'm a little slicker than most of these folks. I don't put my garbage out until
mm-hmm.
time. Now, I don't want the dog to eat it. Or I put it in a garbage can, sealed tight.
See, now, right there, now, you were calling me out because what he's referring to when we're talking about the feral cats is I was saying that if there's a cat trespassing on your property, you should have the right to kill that cat. And I will say, Manwich, that I feel the same way about the dog that takes out your trash can.
But I love that dog. I mean, it's a beautiful dog.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it has a problem.
Right.
And I think that for one thing, cats generally don't really do anything to your property.
Right.
Dogs do.
They can poop on it.
Yeah, not so much
the
poop.
Trash can.
What's the big deal of poop?
Right.
You know, but, and I'm not recommending, I think you should clean up after your dog, but, right. you know, when they tear your trash up and leave it all over the...
Well, I think that you should be able to go to that neighbor and say, look, I like your dog, it's very cute, but if you keep letting it out of your house at night, there's a good chance it might never come back. You think you could do that? You think you could?
I know you could say
yeah.
that. Yeah.
What kind of a response do you think that would
be? I don't think it would be good
at
all.
Would they call code enforcement on you for something?
I don't know if they'd call. I'm sure that they would not be your friend after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to say anything to the neighbor next door. It's okay. I can live with it. I mean, people live in New York City. I can handle some barking dogs. It's not a big deal. Anyway, 800-259-9231. I do. I have earplugs. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose. with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against a gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The bulletin board system is available free at freetalklive.com. Thousands of posts, over 10,000 posts now, and hundreds of users interacting there. It's all on the house, freetalklive.com. Be sure you check it out. So, the government basically can't do anything right. Right, Manwich?
Well, I'd say that governments, by their collective nature, have a difficult time doing things correctly.
Right.
They have no profit motive.
I mean, eventually they get things done.
Right.
If you throw enough money at a problem, you know, if you want to build a road and you throw enough money at it, eventually, you'll get a road. It might be 2 years later and $2 million later, but you will have a road. So it can get some things done, but it's not very good at it.
Right. You know, a privatization works a lot better in most cases.
Yeah.
For instance, I think the post office is a stupid idea.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to send something from one place to another, great. There's lots of businesses that could do it. Post office, government-supported, I don't like
it. And the reason people can't send first-class mail is because there's something like a late 1800s law that forbids it.
Yeah.
FedEx and UPS cannot get into...
anything under a buck,
anything under a dollar. Yep.
So as the post office
eventually
slowly
the post office
inches up its cost,
it'll put itself out of business.
Yes, thank goodness.
But it's going to take time. Anyway, here's an example of how worthless government is. Washington, according to the AP, talk about turning in your homework late. The government just finished a report on internet traffic that Congress requested 7 months ago.
7 months ago?
I mean 7 years ago.
7 years.
7 months would be an age, an age in itself for the internet. But 7 years? 7 years? The internet's only been around for like 15.
Yeah. That's really overdue, seven years. I don't think I've really been using the internet for 7 years. I've been using it, but I was stumbling around the internet 7 years ago.
Lawmakers had demanded the $1 million study, ultimately called Signposts in Cyberspace. Under a 1998 law, passed almost at the dawn of what became the internet boom, the law required the Commerce Department to seek a study about web addresses and trademarks by the National Research Council and wrap up the report within 9 months. The council published its findings Thursday, two presidential administrations later, and years after the implosion of what had been a bustling internet economy. Time got extended, said Charles Brownstein, bureaucrat director of the Research Council's Computer Science and Telecommunications Board. In the intervening period, Google emerged to dominate the web. Technology executives made and lost billions. Lawyers shut down Napster over music piracy.
They missed the whole dot-com boom.
Yeah. High-speed internet connections soared, and the number of web addresses climbed from 2.2 million to more than 65 million. The job of Commerce Secretary, the top U.S. official responsible for overseeing the study, turned over 3 times. This was eagerly awaited for about 6.5 years ago, said Representative So-and-so of Wisconsin, who ordered the study in 1998 as chairman of the House Science Committee. Don't these people know better? Don't these bureaucrats, these elected bureaucrats, know that they're just not going to get the results that they want? I mean, they said 9 months. We want it in 9 months. Did they cancel it after that? Did they say, okay, you couldn't get it to us, scrap it? No, they let it go on.
So they were busy doing all this worthless work.
Right.
I wonder how much we paid for this.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I hope it's in here. Technology has marched on. The National Academy of Sciences just... here you go. You ask and you shall receive. Next paragraph. Just wasted $1 million of the taxpayers' dollars. I guess they get an F on this one, said Sensenbrenner. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to give them an F... and then you're going to go ahead and keep giving them money, right? You're going to go ahead and keep on giving them tasks to accomplish and other things to investigate. You give them a little scolding. Oh, you got an F on this one. Tisk, tisk. Okay, here's another $5 million. Now you get to go new...
That's how it works in government, though. If they mess it up, they get more money.
Right.
In business, if you mess it up, you don't get any.
No, or you go out of business, perhaps.
Right.
The government, if it was run like a business, if it was a business... It would have been bankrupt and on its ass decades ago. Decades, if not over 100 years ago. Leading experts, including several who participated, defended the 283 pages of conclusions as significant and relevant. But some acknowledged so much time had passed, especially given the blistering pace of the Internet, that few people still eagerly awaited the report. According to Michael A. Frumkin, Internet Law Professor, University of Miami, he said, to be honest, most people forgot it was ever even going to happen. When it started, it seemed important, then it faded completely from sight. Oh, if only government could just fade from sight. Because they fail so damn
often.
You wish
they'd just go away.
Yeah, I really do. Just go. Just why don't you just take... Remember there was a few years ago, was it during the Clinton administration, where there was big news over how the government was shutting down for a day?
Yeah.
Man, party time. Why don't you shut down for a year, and let's see if we can just... get along. Let's see if we can survive for a year without the government getting into our affairs.
I'm sure we'll make it.
Oh, I'm absolutely positive we'll make it. If the government were to do that, nobody would want to bring it back. I really believe that. Except for the bureaucrats. Internet Pioneer says it shouldn't have taken that long. Well, of course not. But it did because the government was involved. The council concluded the Internet's behind-the-scenes address scheme called its domain name system is remarkably robust and suitable to meet the web's future needs. The report urged minor technical improvements to secure the system from hackers and prevent outages from natural disasters, such as moving some of the Internet's 13 key traffic-directing computers outside Washington and Los Angeles. Blah, blah, blah. So there you go. The government failing again. As a matter of fact, there's a recent article that was kind of similar to this. The FBI was going through a technology upgrade.
When was that?
Well, it's apparently was just scrapped like a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
After they had dumped $170 million of our taxpayer dollars into it.
Because it was just too buggy. They couldn't do anything with it.
Well, they just couldn't figure out, the equipment that they needed. Or no, yeah, that's right. It was like an equipment upgrade and a software thing, I think. And yeah, maybe there was just too many bugs, or it was just after they had worked on it for so long, it had become completely obsolete, basically. And they couldn't implement it in the way they had originally wanted to implement it because technology had changed so quickly. That is what's so great about technology, because it moves so much faster than government. Government doesn't know what to do. All they can do is just sit there and dream about the taxes they wish they could be collecting from the Internet. That's all they can. They can sit there and fantasize about the ways they want to control the Internet. Boy, if we could only tax these Internet sites, let's assign a task force to figure out how we can tax Internet revenue. Okay, 5 years later.
Well, there's no way they could track there's no way they can track the sales tax that they currently collect from all these businesses. Businesses just voluntarily give the government all of these taxes.
Yeah,
they've managed to get their dirty little fingers deep, deep into things.
Only because business has voluntarily, as you said. If you were to open a business and start buying and selling products without telling the government, it'd probably be a while before they figured it out.
Quite some time.
So yeah, you've got this government that they'd really just love to clamp down on this thing, but they don't know how, because they just don't understand it. It doesn't matter how many experts
hire. I don't think anybody can understand.
The internet is so I don't know if the word that I'm looking for is autonomous. It's so
amorphous,
diffuse, amorphous, spread out. There's no way for them to ever control it. Now they're going to try, and they're planning on cracking down on free speech in the form of blogs. We're going to update you as we get more information on that. Of course, they'll fail at that as well. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year.
November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Inside hour number two of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can sign up for the updates at freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, we'll send it straight to your email box for free. Just go to freetalklive.com and sign up. So, news from the Boy Scouts. You hear about this scout official, Manwich?
Yes, I did. But, yes, go ahead.
Well, no, what were we going to say? But what?
I just know something about the story, and I was going to make a comment before you started.
You know this guy?
Oh, I don't know him.
Oh, okay. Fort Worth, Texas.
I don't hang out with pedophiles, dude.
A former high-ranking Boy Scouts of America official who ran a task force that worked to protect children from sexual abuse pleaded guilty Wednesday to a child pornography charge. Douglas Sovereign Smith, Jr., 61, faces 5 to 20 years in prison. Authorities found 520 images of child pornography, including video clips on Smith's home computer. Assistant U.S. Attorney Brett So-and-so said the images included children engaging in sex acts. Smith entered his plea to a federal charge of possession and distribution of child pornography without making a deal with prosecutors. During a hearing, he answered the judge's questions with yes, sir, no, sir, but did not speak otherwise. He is contrite, said his attorney. He has accepted responsibility. Smith worked for the Boy Scouts for 39 years.
Wow.
And led the Youth Protection Task Force, again, that aimed to shield youth from sexual abuse. He did not work directly with children.
That was the point I was going to make.
And no child porn images were found on his work computer. Law enforcement officials indicated that the pictures did not show boys.
That would be really dumb, as putting child porn on your work computer.
Yeah.
It's really dumb to do it at your house, but it's really, really, really dumb to do it at work.
Well, the really dumb part's coming up in a little bit. Law enforcement officials indicated that the pictures did not show boys who were with the Boy Scouts organization, said Greg Shields, national spokesperson for the Boy Scouts.
Thank
Smith
goodness.
Received the images and emailed them to people he didn't know. That's the dumb part. I mean, look, if you're going to be doing this sort of thing, probably not a good idea to just send them out to people you've never met before.
Well, don't these fellows probably trade? I mean, it would be like
like an online swap thing.
It would have to be kind of like the e-donkey file sharing thing, because you kind of have to rely on some other crook to do your thing with it, you know?
Exactly, and I guess most of these people don't actually get to meet in person and develop an outside-the-internet relationship.
No,
anyway.
Who would want to?
Child porn collectors collect, and they're pretty prolific in their collections, but they also want to share what they have in hopes that, they'll get more new images that they've never seen. Smith's charge was a result of a child pornography investigation launched last year by the U.S. and German authorities, and Smith lives near Fort Worth, took over the task force 2 years ago. The task force had been launched in the mid-1980s, so it became widely admired as a model program that provided a website, videos, literature, and other resources to adults and boys in the scouts, churches, and schools. So, my question here, man, which is, should this guy really go to prison?
Should he go to prison? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Child porn, man.
But did he take the photos?
He did not.
So, why do you want to put him in prison?
Created demand for those photos.
Don't you think that, okay, I see what you're saying. If it weren't for people like him, then no one would take the photos.
Right.
What you're saying.
I understand that I'm in this quote-unquote losing battle, because I'm prohibiting child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind.
Okay. So, you've got people who are demanding this. Obviously, All kinds of people. I mean, the high-ranking Boy Scout official.
That doesn't mean that everybody's
doctors,
doing it. You're talking about a very small segment of the public.
I'm telling you it's a very small segment of the public, but this small segment of the public is very wide in its reach as far as the levels of society that they penetrate to.
Well,
we've
I would
seen
say that
stories
that's true
about
for
sheriffs.
Just about any kind of deviant.
Okay, we've seen stories about sheriffs, the Boy Scout officials, high-ranking, you know, obviously priests, people who are in the upper echelons of respect, doctors, lawyers, all kinds of people are involved in this smut, if you will. And what I'm paying to keep these people in jail? It's not like the demand is going to stop. Odds are good that this guy was touched when he was a kid. Daddy or somebody else probably touched him the wrong way when he was young. It physiologically changed his mindset. And from that point on, when he grew up, all he ever wanted to do was, well, maybe he didn't actually act it out because it says he didn't actually work with the kids in the Boy Scouts. But he acted it out in his mind. And as long as he never actually touched somebody inappropriately, I don't see what the problem is.
I think that, for one, I think that this child pornography increases the chance that he will touch someone inappropriately because it feeds that fire.
You think so?
Now, this is the same argument that's made against porn in general.
Right.
And I have no desire to eliminate porn in general. I just believe that you have to have real live children you have to have real live children to do these sex acts.
Right.
Or even just pose, as it were. For these photographs.
Now, here's a question for you.
Go ahead.
Barely Legal.
Yes.
You've seen this magazine, I'm sure.
Right? I've heard of it.
Come on, man.
I don't pay attention. Go ahead.
Barely Legal. I mean, you can tell by the title of the magazine
right. What
it's about.
Sure.
It's got pictures of young ladies who are very young looking.
Right.
Okay? They are intended to look as though they're actually younger than the age that they actually
they
are.
Even, in fact, take, you know, 18-year-old girls, dress them up, and, you know, make them
put them little plaid skirts and everything like that.
Right.
And Barely Legal is a fully legal publication because all the girls within are of age 18 or above. Now, what my question is a picture of a 17-year-old girl naked child pornography?
You've got to draw the line somewhere.
So where are you going to draw the line?
Where am I going to draw the line?
Where would Manwich draw the line?
17. I'm fine with that.
You're fine with 17. Now, how about 16?
No. I'm saying that, in fact, the line should be between.
You think it should be 18. The
18,
line should be 18.
That's
okay.
Where the line is.
Okay.
I'm good with where it is.
So what I want to know is, how do they know? I mean, obviously, in my mind, child porn is child porn.
Right.
Like, that means sex involving children. Children meaning not even puberty yet. That's child porn in my mind. That's when I see an article about this, like a guy like this, that's what I picture him having
that's
on his computer.
That's what I picture, but it may or may not be true.
It may or may not be true because of the way the laws are written.
There should be a term for, to designate the difference between pedophilia and ephebiophilia in this.
Here's where I'm going
porn,
with this.
Child porn and teen porn.
Here's where I'm going with this. If they... Let's just say they all of a sudden decided to raid your house, Manwich, and they looked on your laptop and found you had a bunch of pictures of girls in plaid skirts. They're holding school books in their hands, and it looks like these girls are in their teens. They could be as young as 15 or 16, depending on their stage in development.
Okay.
And you got them from some sort of internet website. Okay. You don't even know what website it was. It was so long ago. Obviously, it's just a picture. So how is it that...
Rough night after a couple of beers, I decided to look at some pictures on the internet.
They're not going to be able to tell by looking at the pictures who photographed them. They're not going to be able to tell if it was done legally. They're not going to be able to tell if the girl was... if she had a license that said she was over the age of 18.
Right.
So I'm wondering who makes the determination that it's child porn. And would they be able to say? Now, how could they do that? Could they bring you up? They'd have to be able to bring you up on charges
Somebody would decide this is definitely child porn. And I'm imagining that somebody's not going to make a mistake like that. If I were in charge of the investigation and I saw this kind of questionable teenage girl with
you'd leave it alone.
I would leave.
You'd
it alone.
You'd say this could be challenged in court and we might lose, and you wouldn't bring the charges up.
Right. I wouldn't. That wouldn't be an issue for me.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. Where would you draw the line? Think it should be 18, 17, 16, 15, 14? What's too young? I think there should be a line as well, but I think we all disagree. 800-259-9231. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Inside hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. And grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to pay for them. They're free. Freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. It's toll-free, or you can go on the website at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
I don't want to make it seem like, Manwich, that I'm defending child porn.
No.
I'm not.
And you brought up a point that is it's really working on me. Here, I'm now beginning to understand the whole point behind the drug war. Like, I get it. I get where those people are coming from.
It's evil!
Because to me, the idea of looking at child porn, having child porn, demanding child porn on the internet, and seeking it out, or I guess demand isn't the right word. I'm thinking, you say demand in a economic sense, not...
Right, right.
Those things are bad, evil, should not be accepted. People that are engaging in those activities, no crime, no punishment is too severe. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the attitude you have.
It is. It totally is the attitude I have. But you've made good points. This is the second-in-command guy at the Boy Scouts. I mean, we've talked about sheriffs. We talked about some very
Well, yeah, what about the rest of his career? I mean, the man has been working with the Boy Scouts in an upper, you know, upper echelon role for, what was it, 39 years? 39 years.
Right.
And has recently been leading the Youth Protection Task Force, which was aimed to shield youth from sexual abuse.
Right.
Now, doesn't that count for anything? Does it count for nothing?
I don't know.
How much good has this guy done in 39
He's
years?
He's done a lot of it, and then to think about this, it really draws it into question for me. It's all very interesting. I've got to say
that everything here is very concrete. I mean, we know this guy has been working for 39 years with the Boy Scouts.
Right.
If he wasn't there for 39 years, if he was there for 39 years and not doing a good job, he wouldn't have been there for that long. I mean, he must have been doing something worthwhile. And I'm not a huge fan of the Boy Scouts or anything like that. I'm just saying, you don't stay 39 years anywhere. You don't stay 39 years anywhere if you're a crap can person.
No.
So who knows what he was like on the job? And the other question is, of all the other people who've been caught for this, how many? We've seen stories all the time, not just of child porn, but also, how about the teachers that have sex with students?
Mm-hmm.
There's like one of those a week, at least, right?
There is.
There are a lot of people that have, I guess, different sexual tastes, right? Now, these teachers aren't having sex with children, in my opinion. They're having sex with teenagers. We've never really seen a story in the news about a teacher having sex with her first grade student.
No,
that's just not
goodness
happened. And if it happened and they got caught, it would be in the news. Mary Kay Letourneau came close. He was 11 at the time.
Was he?
Wasn't he? I think he was 11.
I was 13, but okay.
I think he was 13 when she got caught. I think he was 11 when they were actually doing the deed.
Those two are just messed up.
Well, after everything they were put through, after all the time she spent in prison, she got out and married the kid.
Yeah. They were really in love. Messed up, married in love, people. Weird.
So who are we to say that she and this guy couldn't be together? Obviously, whatever it was that we said didn't have an effect on them.
Right.
She waited it out in jail, and then the dude was 21 by the time she got out and free. They had two kids together, and they're together. I mean, you laugh and everything,
it's
but
weird.
Damn, at least they're together.
Yeah.
There's plenty of guys that'll just F a lady and move on.
Yeah.
So at least this dude has the cojones to back up what he did as a kid.
Very strange.
If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231, I just question that. Look, child pornography may indeed be a horrible, horrible thing. I'm not saying I agree with it. I don't think that you should have little kids having sex with people on videotape or period, because it could be very damaging to them in the long term. But damn, it's damaging to me to put these people in prison. There are probably hundreds of people in prison at a cost of $46,000 per year
taxpayers. Like, I don't mind that.
Well, you mind when it comes to the drug war.
I do.
And I can understand when it comes to actually the producers.
Now you know how I feel at the end of these, in most of these discussions. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can understand both sides of this, you know?
Well, I can understand it, but I still can't justify spending time to investigate, to bust. You know, who knows how much money... Okay, we know how much they're spending on locking these people up, but who knows how much money they're spending on the actual investigations.
It's
and the police and the man hours and the equipment that they need to do this stuff.
The thing is, I'm going
to
sound like a drug warrior when I come out and say, you know, dump more money into it, put more cops on it, but if you did this, you would really, really, really be creating child pornographers.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, the fact is, the cops would find things, you know, they would find these pictures of 17, quote-unquote 17-year-old girls on the internet. They'd arbitrarily decide, that girl looks 17, not 18, I mean,
that's
if
you increased it. That's like if you went on and had a war on porn.
The war on child porn.
Right.
You would have these things. You would have cops planting child porn on people's computers.
Yeah.
You know, they'd...
How do we know that didn't happen to this guy? I mean,
they'd drop a laptop in his house, and that laptop would have, porn all over it, and...
He's pleading guilty, but how do we know that's not what happened to him?
He sounded contrite, it said.
Well, maybe he just figured that it'd be fruitless to fight it. 1-800, I mean, you can imagine that juries would be pretty tough to convince on an issue like this. 1-800-259-9231, if you've got comments, we want to hear from you. You can also take over the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, toll free 800-259-9231.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The remaining moments of this broadcast, we want to hear from you if you still want to chip in. 800-259-9231. The Shrine of Female Listeners is available for you at freetalklive.com. Be sure you go and check that out and all the other fun stuff that we have there. Oh, boy, oh, boy. The whole child porn thing. It is definitely a touchy issue. And I don't mean it in a punny sort of a way. It gets people intense and incensed over the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. I mean, the idea of putting an 8-year-old or something like that in front of a camera and having some sort of sexual relations going on, it's frightening to think about.
I have to say that is violence, though.
Well,
because that
violence.
8-year-old belongs to their parents. In my opinion,
what if it's
children
parents.
Oh.
What if it's their parents, and what if they have raised the kid to, you know, to kind of be, let's say, open sexually?
Oh. I don't know. I'm so, like, so emotionally involved. I'm so attached to this issue emotionally, right, in that sense. I can't really.
I'm just asking the tough questions.
I know you are.
That's
I know
all.
You
I'm
are.
Asking the questions that need to be asked here. What if you've got parents that have raised a kid? Let's say you've got parents that have had sexual relations in front of their children.
Right.
Like, constantly. It's a total normal thing. They've totally, like, desensitized their kids to sexual behavior.
It's gross. I don't know whether I'd call that illegal.
Well, then, in that case, if you've got this kind of a mindset built into your kids,
is it too far of a stretch to imagine them doing something like that, producing this child porn that's in question? You know, would it be forced if the kid voluntarily does it? I mean, obviously, if the kid's trying to run out the door, no, mommy, I don't want to take off my pants. Well, if he's saying that and they're forcing him to do it, then that's definitely
right.
Forced.
But you could certainly raise a child to be
a sexual deviant, if you
right.
Will.
Yeah.
And they may not think that that's deviant.
No.
They may think that you guys are deviant because you don't raise your kids like this.
Right. It's just gross. So what is the libertarian answer? My answer is lock them up, throw away the key.
Well, okay. If you want to lock them up and throw away the key, that means you're going to be taxing people in order to do that.
You're taxing people in order to put people murderers in prison. You don't mind doing that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's because I haven't figured out the free market solution to jails and courts yet.
Well, there isn't a free market solution to jails.
There is.
There needs to be a higher authority. And that whole free market thing when it comes to... I'm sorry, Ed, it just doesn't make sense. It's silly.
I support a minimal government. Yes,
right.
Man, which I still support a minimal government. Although I think that there are definitely ways that we could change the justice system and the police system to be more efficient and to, you know, like, for instance... One thing that would help is competition, right? I mean, it's got to be able to help. If we could maybe make it so police jurisdictions overlap to where if you make a call to 911, there's two different police departments that could possibly respond, and mm-hmm. whichever one gets there first gets the, you know, gets a chunk of the budget or gets, you know, gets the amount that that's worth.
I see that makes some sense, but just because they got there first doesn't make them a more...
It's just a quick idea off the
right.
top of my head. I'm just trying to think of one way that competition could improve policing.
Well, it...
Okay, so yeah, all right. I don't mind the idea of locking a murderer up. At the same time, another thing that you have to remember is restitution. I'm all for the restitution system where that murderer would be paying back his debt.
Where does a child pornographer restitute?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, man. Some of these, we just don't have time to answer because we're out of time for tonight.
Yeah,
but,
tough questions.
Yeah, you can always take control of this show anytime, any day, 6 days a week. It's being in here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll be back here tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then and join us online at freetalklive.com.
If you're talking...